You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connections show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio, and my name is Sarah Turner. Now, in these Nature Connections shows, we do exactly what the program is called, in that each week I take an aspect of nature and interview somebody who is a specialist in some form of nature, and we align ourselves with nature, and by doing that, find more peace and stillness in our lives. Now, as I record this program, we are well and truly into winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. And if you're like me, you may not be the greatest fan of the cold and the fading light. But one of the things that I do love about winter time, and we're very lucky here in this part of the UK that I live, that we do have the most extraordinary skies at this time of year. And we've been lucky enough in the last few days to have some very, very beautiful sunsets. And as we come up to the solstice, the winter solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, something that you might enjoy joining in is on December the 17th, Tuesday, December the 17th, I'm offering a free webinar through my training company, Essentially Flowers. It's a winter flower alignment webinar, so I'd like to invite you to come along. You can find the link to sign up for it on the Natural Health Radio site and also on my Essentially Flowers site under the Learning Resources tab. And in this webinar, we're actually going to be tuning in to the energies of this time of year. It's always interested me that as nature retreats and goes back into the earth, that the sap of the trees really sinks downwards, that we lose the foliage off the trees, and the earth actually becomes very quiet externally. Of course, there is much, much activity happening under the earth at this time of year. Yet it's at this time that here, as humans, we start to get very, very busy with the Christmas celebrations. People often sleep less, they rest less. And of course, although I'm one of the first people to enjoy socializing and being with family and enjoying much of Christmas time, it's always interested me how, as the earth becomes quieter, we almost speed up. So I think it's really, really important for us to just to take heed of that and to allow certain bits of parts of stillness and peace to come into our lives. And that's one of the aims of this webinar, is to allow us to really align with this part of us that belongs to the earth, that is naturally very peaceful and very still at this time of year. So I'd love you to come along and join me. As I said, the link to join is on the Natural Health Radio site. It's on Tuesday, December the 17th at 8 o'clock. And in this webinar, I'll also be announcing a very special offer on a new course that's launching of mine called Manifesting with the Moon, that's beginning in January. So do come along and find out all about that. So in today's Nature Connections show, I'm really delighted to be talking to my guest today, Paul Strode. And Paul, like myself, is a flower essence practitioner, and he's also the creator of the UK Wildflower Essences. So I'm going to be talking to Paul shortly, and I'm also going to be sharing with you in the second half of the show some flower essences and some gem essences that may help you just align yourself a little bit more easily with the peacefulness of the earth at this very, very busy time of year. So I'll see you again in a moment. You're listening to the Nature Connection show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And welcome to the Nature Connection Show today. You're listening to Natural Health Radio, and my name is Sarah Turner. My guest today is Paul Strode, and Paul is a flower essence specialist and a craniosacral therapist. So welcome to Nature Connections, Paul.
Thank you.
I'm excited that you're here because we obviously share the same passion for flowers and for working with the nature kingdom. So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you came to be doing what you do.
There's two branches, really. The cranial sacral therapy, which I started in 97, and the flower essences that I discovered in 1999. I first came into the cranial work. I was working as a receptionist at a holistic chiropractic office in LA in 95, and there was a cranial sac therapist working there at the time, and quite literally people would come in and wait in the waiting room. I would observe this rather dark cloud over these individuals, and then as they had their treatment and came out, the dark cloud turned into sunshine. And I said to the gentleman concerned, "What are you doing in there?" And he explained that he was doing something called cranial sac therapy. And I was like, interested, well, what is it that you're doing? And he explained. And I then came home from LA, and I found that the doctor, the Upledger Institute in Scotland, was teaching cranial sac therapy. So in 97, I started my first module with them. And then it took me about 4 years to get through the other modules. There's a lot of practical exercises, and so albeit that I'm now, you know, I'm a cranial sacral therapist since 97, it's only in the last 6 years that really I've been able to do it full time and really been able to understand it. There's a lot of hoops or gates that you need to jump through with it personally and also the application wise. So it took me a long time to experience that. And I started off very small. I started off doing one evening a week, and then that built up to two evenings a week. And now I do it full time. And I mainly work with newborn babies, birth trauma, and all ages of children and horses. So that's the cranial work. The flower essences that I started in 1999, I was a products manager. I was asked to be a products manager for a healing program where I made lots of light essences, which were more angelic essences. Mm-hmm. And one day we ran out of one tincture, which was a flower essence. And myself and my colleague went down to this little river and where these flowers were that she needed to make the essences. And she pulled out this beautiful crystal geode and proceeded to make these flower essences. Now, I had never heard of a flower essence. I'd obviously been making the light essences, but I'd never heard of a flower essences, let alone Dr. Batch and his range of remedies. And so really inquisitive, really drawn to what she was doing, I asked her if I could give it a go. And she gave me her geode and she said, use some of the techniques that we use within her healing program to make a bridge or a connection to the spirit world and evoke, request even the diva to be within this very sort of sacred space that we use. It's an alchemical process as much as a focus and an opening into that place. And in that place with the geode and the flower, I came into contact with my first ever experience of working with plant spirit medicine. Wow. Bluebell was my first flower. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful way of connecting the mineral as well as the flower. So the mineral geode that I used was a clear quartz mineral geode. A geode is kind of like a cup. If you had a tennis ball and you cut it in half, it would be You can see big amethyst ones, but these kind of fit in your hand.
Okay. And so you put the water in the geode and then, yeah.
Obviously, the water that you use is fundamental, the quality of that. So in Dr. Batch's method, the sun method, you use a glass bowl and then you cut the flowers, and the
Yes.
flowers will drop into the water. So that's called the sun method, and the traditional method that mainly all the fluorescence producers are using. This method is called the crystal essence method because you use a crystal geode. And in the way we connect with the spirit of the flower, and the way we process making an essence, we don't cut the flower itself. It's called an uncut flower essence or a living essence. And it's very different in its vibration to a cut essence because it's not cut. When we look at vibrational medicine, it's about coherence. And if you just take one bit of the flower, one bit of the plant, sorry, then you've only just got the flower itself if you're just cutting that. An uncut or a living essence is how wildflower produces essences with the crystal geode, allows the full coherence of the energy of the plant to be within the remedy. So the flower is still attached to the plant, attached to the roots, attached to the earth. So that type of remedy is very different to the regular remedies that are out there and are produced by the sun method.
Yes, interesting, isn't it, too, actually, because you've experienced both kinds. And when we work with this kind of thing, you do get used to you're attuned to the vibrations. So it's fascinating to hear you talk about how you experience the differences. That was really clear.
And also, it has mineral in there too. So
Yes.
when I didn't, I suppose slightly naive in that process, I didn't realize that, of course, the mineral essence, the mineral diva would be within that process. I thought that they were more going to be an amplification tool, allow me to ground the vibration of the flower, of which all of that it does. But of course, it infuses its vibration at that point of production too. So wildflower produces mineral and flower essences combined at one into one.
Now, one of the things that fascinated me, that's not even the right word, but that drew my attention to your work, I love all flower essence practitioners and producers' work, but something that showed me that something a little bit different about what you were doing, or actually how you were explaining it, was that I know that you have a very deep connection with the Devic Kingdom, which is very tangible to you. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, it's tangible now, but it certainly wasn't. I mean, I was raised a Catholic, and I'm not a Catholic by any means now, but I never turn my intuitive ability to the shamanic world because I thought that that was dancing with the devil. And so for many moons, I was plagued by this little voice that would say to me, "You're dancing with the devil. You're going to go to hell for this." And so I carried on with the work and found that the healing that I experienced from working with the divas themselves and nature, it couldn't be that. And of course, it isn't that. But I had to wrestle with my own demons first, to be able to accept what I was doing. And when I turned my intuition, my focus to that, I found that there was a whole raft of communication that opened up, not only viscerally, physically, as I experienced the medicine of the healing of the flowers, but my inner eye and my inner ear opened up to allow, now I see, more information to be bridged from the Devic world into our world and into the essences themselves.
So, to anybody listening that isn't very familiar with the Devic world, could you tell us a little bit about what you were referring to?
Yeah, thank you. Diva is actually a Sanskrit word for shining one. And it is a specific name within Sanskrit, isn't an Indian language. It is a specific name given to intelligence found within nature, a deva. We would may call them fairies. I like calling them deva because in my inner eye, I see them as light. I see them as orbs. And so when I found out that deva or diva meant shining ones, I warmed and resonated to that. Wow. So it's a description of individuals found within nature intelligence that specifically seems to be within the plant kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So your work is very much about translating their healing gifts into a form that can be understood by those of us with two legs and four legs.
Yeah, and also, absolutely, though when I started, I didn't realise I was doing that. I was doing it very much for a personal experience. But then I realised after 7 years exposure through my clinical practice and then working with Kirlian photography, Dr. Omoto, messages from water and aura photography, I realised that I've really got something here and that it's a new range of flower essences compared to the traditional Dr. Bach 38 remedies that are out there in the market. So when I cross-referenced, when I had a box full of these remedies over a couple of years of making them, I realized that there wasn't anyone necessarily producing them or communicating them commercially. So I had to look, there's a healthy cynic and a healthy skeptic that keeps me very grounded. And so I had to try and quieten them or at least prove to them that what I was being able to bring through from nature was sincere and I wasn't making it up. And that's where the cranial work in my clinical practice, the cranial work and the body's biofeedback mechanism.
So tell us a little bit about that. So, again, for anybody that's not familiar with your craniosacral therapy, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, craniosacral therapy started in the 70s by a cranial osteopath called Dr. Upledger, who I've studied with his institute. It's a hands-on technique that is very, very gentle. It's practiced through clothes. Actually, if you were to view it, it wouldn't look like the practitioner was doing much, but you get some really profound results from it. But within that, and this is unique to Dr. Upledger's cranial psychotherapy, is a process called SER, somato emotional release. And pretty much from the start of the training that you have at the Upledger Institute is this process. And within it, to operate it, to help the emotions be released from the tissues themselves, they teach you to listen to a biofeedback mechanism that they call the significance detector. This could be viewed as something very similar to kinesiology or dowsing. Mm-hmm. But it's directly from the body's own tissues. It's palpable, it's physical, and basically you can get a yes-no from it.
Wow. So is it a sound?
No, it's a physical feeling.
Okay.
that feels like a breath. Okay. When it's like a filling and emptying of the hands. And it is the linchpin of how how Upledger's cranial sacral therapy works, is that it has direct communication into something they call the inner physician.
Yeah.
And that inner physician, you could say, is the innate intelligence behind all form. And that canvas, as it were, allowed me to experience if the flower essences that I was producing or co-producing with nature worked, because I wholeheartedly believe in that and experience remarkable stuff through that biofeedback mechanism. And so I took 7 years in that field, on that canvas, as it were, to really understand what flower essences were and to see if what I was doing was genuine and sincere. Fortunately, it came out that I was. And so then I expanded it out to, as I say, testing it with Kirlian photography, which is an energy photography and also aura photography and Dr. Emoto, messages from water.
Yes. Yeah, so I see that you've actually, you're bringing in both right and left hand sides of the brain, aren't you? You're using, working extraordinarily intuitively, but also using energetic methods that are more sort of black and white, that's not really the right word, but are much more tangible to measure, which is really important.
Exactly, Sarah. It is important because, you know, when I'm standing on my stand at shows and I'm presenting what I do, people will always present, well, not always, but some people will present, well, what about placebo? And look, placebo works, right? We know that. But my cynic and my skeptic who sit on each my shoulders require me to go that much further, because I can't stand at that stand promoting plant spirit medicine if it's a placebo. I have to come from a place of being sincere. So I've had to challenge the remedies that I've made. And whatever is out there, whatever way I can do it, I've taken it to that. Of course, you can appreciate that was rather nerve-wracking, as it was going to prove or disprove my sanity. Luckily, proof came through that, and significant shifts and change came through those results. So that's other work that I'm bringing forward now, is showing we're such visual creatures that that work really is has a profound impact on people's understanding of flower essences.
Yes, and I think often as well, people just, even if they haven't come across it before consciously, when they hear it or see it or feel it, a part of them gets it.
Yeah, I'm certainly seeing that more now, like we were discussing earlier, in the last year and a half. There seems to be a quantum shift where numerous people I would have to explain what a flower essence is. And when I did, there was a scratching of the head. Now there seems to be an acceptance or an awareness, or at least that they suspend judgment, because we don't know everything. And the more quantum side of things are coming more into our conscious and unconscious ways of thinking. So I think it's been more embraced now, whether they know it or not, or whether we know it or not.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Something that you mentioned earlier, when you work with children, specifically birth trauma, I find that really profound, that there are modalities that can work at that level. So would you tell us a little bit about how that works, and so that people might can understand if they've had a child, or presumably you work with adults for birth trauma too.
Yeah, you certainly can. When we did our pediatric module, you worked on adults first to then experience what those long-term shock and trauma does to the system, or that asymmetry, or that slight twist in the pelvis, or those lingering headaches that don't seem to go away, or that digestion problem. Look, you know, we've all done it. And even a good birth is traumatic. It's meant to be traumatic to kickstart the sympathetic nervous system, which is our fight and flight nervous system. When we go through the birth canal, if we go through the birth canal, all the bones are squashed, in the cranium, that is, and in the spine, every part of the spine is adjusted, we're stretched and pulled. It's a traumatic experience. We have never experienced that when we're in our mother's tummies, when we're in the womb. And so that can linger after birth. particularly with all the intervention that can happen. The most important thing for us to understand is that as long as we survive, right, and that everyone's okay, we can mop up what's happened after. Birth is obviously a very sensitive issue for individuals, and rightly so. But the cranial work, and with the flower essences, allows the individual, the child, to release that trauma from the tissues itself, going back to that SER process. When we work with adults, we can people can experience quite deep trauma that has been unresolved, as it were, or pocketed within the system that then has voice and can move. And we find that it can be really, really beneficial. Mm. Obviously, as a wee one, when you're born, you don't necessarily have such a cathartic response because you're that much closer to it. So the coping strategies that have been built around it are less. So it has amazing ability to ground the babies, enables them to digest properly, feed better, be happier, not so crying. Colic is a big umbrella over many different things, which the medical profession doesn't know what it is. But from my perspective, when I put my hands on a baby who've got colic, inverted commas, there's hypertension in the nervous system that's just screaming out. And with the cranial, as well as the flower essences, they can help ground the infant, the baby, after quite an incredible process.
So, yes, extraordinary work. I've heard about the work that people like yourselves do, and it's beautiful, very beautiful. So I think the more people hear about the possibilities, the better.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll just start quickly on that subject too. Horses, I mean, it works with any animals too, right? But I've got a background in horses. I used to show jump. I lived up at the stables, and in ways I wish I'd stayed with it, but I haven't, but I've come back to it. Now, working with horses and flower essences and cranial, using that same biofeedback mechanism that I explained before, but with a horse, oh my God, the horse really can find an opportunity to vent, to voice its feelings through this biofeedback mechanism and the remedies that they choose, as well as working remarkably well. And I would push to say that they respond even better to cranial and flower essences than we do.
Yes. Yes. Animals do respond.
Yeah.
Remarkably, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to fight with the whole placebo thing, that even those of us who should know better, still there's a part of us that goes, well, hey, this is just a flower essence.
Yeah. And, you know, check it out. If you're a horse and you're a prey, you're not predator, you're a prey animal. You need your fitness. You need every single limb to be working at its optimum, because if you don't, you may well die. In a herd of horses, the wolf will suss out who is the one that is ill. And so horses bury a lot of emotional stuff, which then can reflect into physical ailments and imbalances. But a horse requires its health and its agility and ability to be at peak for its survival. And so for ourselves who are predators and not prey, and maybe as humans, we maybe have a little bit more baggage, but horses certainly don't. And they work with flower essences and cranial on a level that I cannot ascertain apart from seeing the results that we do. They're so much more round the corner, as it were, than, even though I'm on the curve with what I do, they're right round the corner waiting for me, going, aww, come on, speed up.
That's lovely. I mean, how lovely to work with babies and children and horses. Wow.
Yeah.
Aren't you lucky?
I feel really blessed. I think there was a part of me that came into this work quite young, in my 20s. And I think I was kicking and punching at the fact that I had to step up. I was called to step up into this work, where a lot of my friends and colleagues were still enjoying life in different ways. And I still find that when I go to things of interest, particularly in the healing world, I'm considerably younger than other people there. So I feel blessed now that as life has unfolded more for me now, I'm in my 40s now, that I can do this work. And I feel really privileged, and particularly with flower essences, where it's so important to understand what they are. And how they work. And as we said before, understand that, you know, nature wants to be a part of our healing process. And flower essences are a fantastic way of accessing not just the healing of the flower, but the consciousness behind the flower itself. You know, sorry, if I can just quickly.
Please.
When I, of course, my cynic and skeptic challenged me with what I was doing, and I wanted to find out what Darwin had to say about the whole thing, because when you look at the evolutionary process, that's the bullet that maybe that will bring down what I do, that it was an evolutionary process created out of hiccups, misfirings and mistakes that just magically created Darwin's theory of evolution. And so I searched for when were the origins of flowers, and when was the first flower? And immediately this website came up saying Darwin, who after that book spent all his life dedicated to plants, after the what's his book? Forgive me. I feel so embarrassed. The Evolution of Species. Darwin's. Anyway.
I can't help you there, I'm afraid.
Your listeners will be jumping up and down knowing exactly the book he wrote. Anyway, so when he looked at the evolutionary process of flowers, he noticed that at one point in the plant's evolutionary process, that the Origin of Species, forgive me, that's the book.
Okay.
That there were no flowers at all, and that plants pollinated by air and by root. He then discovered suddenly, as if a quantum leap, suddenly plants produced flowers. And he called it an abominable mystery. And I love that, because it then proceeded me into thinking, well, why does a plant produce a flower? Because it's a huge amount of effort. Mm-hmm. Well, we know to say attract insects. How does a plant know that there are insects? How does a plant know that by producing a flower that the insects can see, let alone smell, and let alone reward it with something that it knows it likes? So for me, suddenly the abominable mystery illuminated into that the plant itself. Is the flower itself is a representation of nature intelligence. And then that flower gets germinated, it produces a fruit for another species of animal. So I feel very blessed to be in this stream of consciousness of working with plant spirit medicine, which isn't anything new. You know, our ancestors have been working with plant spirit medicine, shamanism, from the dawn of time. It is the oldest spiritual practice that humans have ever experienced. And I do feel very honoured to be working with flowers.
It's quite recent, actually, that we've forgotten, isn't it? I know when I've looked back into it, it's, you know, just a generation ago, people knew this kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's I think with the onset of quantum physics, which is seemingly reflecting in science's own way of describing it, what our ancestors experienced when the shamans spoke about the web of life, the quantum physics scientists would see that as string theory. And so, you know, our ancestors, we do well to connect with that. I mean, that's partly what I've experienced with wildflower, is that I co-produce English wildflower essences. And the very land that you produce a remedy from does have an impact in there. A lot of people experience bushflower remedies. Bush and patch are the big players in the market. And people experience Australian bushflower remedies with quite a punch. But that's quite Aussie, isn't it? It's quite akin to what their land is. But In this very land that we live in, the United Kingdom, these islands, there was a spiritual practice pre-Christian that was a goddess, druidic-based religion that connected to the earth. And our mythology, folklore, and connection with nature particularly, and all of the stories and information that we have, is unique to the rest of the world. So something came from this land and met us at our heart that is primarily nature. It's nature intelligence. And it's plant spirit medicine. So, yeah, I'm excited to be in this work.
Yes, and it's interesting, isn't it, as well, that I think the UK is, I don't know if it's the largest selling place where most fluorescences sell, but it's certainly in the top two or three the last time I heard about it.
Yeah, and Dr. Batch, you know, I say Batch because a lot of people say Bach, but I've worked.
I say Batch too.
Yeah, and Claire G. Harvey, big hub within the fluorescence world, her mother worked with Dr. Batch, and he asked to be called Dr. Batch, not
yes.
Bach.
Yes.
So his work has allowed this conversation and the voice of flowers to come out, albeit that in the 1930s he may well not have been able to speak in the way that we are, but you know, I big up to Dr. Batch.
Absolutely, yes, a lot of gratitude to him.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your own range, Paul, and because you've spoken to us very beautifully about what you do and how everything works, but we haven't actually heard about your range. So tell us about them.
Yeah. So as I said earlier, when I entered into the fluorescence world, I had no idea about Dr. Batch. I had no idea about other fluorescences. And I found that, as did Dr. Batch, that when I went out walking in nature, that I was attracted to certain flowers, specific flowers that seemed to illuminate themselves as if calling to me. So I would get my essence making kit, my geode. I would make that bridge, as it were, that ceremonial alchemical process into that the spirit world, connect with the flower diva in that way. And as did Dr. Batch, as I said, I didn't know he did that same process, I found that the healing came from within me when I made that remedy. And so I didn't necessarily go out into nature and say, all right, there's poppy, let me make poppy, or there's bluebell, let me make bluebell. It was very much a calling of my own process. And so Wildflower has produced a completely different range that is different from out there, different from other remedies in the market. And I've got 28 individual essences. I've made other essences to try and capture different types of energy to really see if I can work the whole production of different types of essences, seeing if I could capture an alignment of stars, for instance, star energy and things like that. But the range that I present on my website and what I sell at shows is a selection of 28 individual wildflower essences. And as I explained earlier, that we don't cut the flower, the uncut flower essence or the living essence, it allowed me, or it does still allow me, to access flowers that you can't cut, like purple spotted orchid or white spotted orchid, or even bluebell or primrose that you can't cut. And so wildflower offers us a whole range of different flowers with minerals within them too that is different on the market.
Definitely, yeah. So it sounds very beautiful. I can really feel the connection that you have with the Duvet Kingdom and how your own process has been very much part of it, which allows you to speak about what you do in so much detail and with so much grace.
Thank you.
So thank you for sharing with us that today. Tell everybody how they can find out about your essences. What's the name of your website?
Yeah, please do visit my website. It's Wildflower Essences. That's all one word. Wildfloweressences.co.uk. And on there, you can have a look at my website. There's also a button on there called personalized blends. You know, Sarah, what's really important in creating individual blends for people, there's lots of people, and I've been advised numerous times by people within the market that I should produce, or Wildflower should produce, already created blends like Rescue Remedy, Protection, Courage. And I found that through my own healing practice that there were, your stress and my stress may be completely different. So choose a remedy that is bespoke for you. And so on my website, there's a personalized blending tool that allows us to, with intuition and to be guided by that, to make our own blends up. And albeit that's important for ourselves, but more importantly, it's important to know what flowers are helping us in our healing process. Because when you go out walking in nature and you see that primrose is there and has helped you, that connection that we have and that conscious knowing is part of weaving those fibers back together that we spoke about earlier, mm-hmm. about being fractured between ourselves and nature. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. So anyway, have a little look at that. There's also a discount code that I can give your listeners, mm-hmm. which is SD20, Sugar Daddy 20, SD20.
Brilliant.
And do that all in high case, and put that at the end, and that will give you 20% off all our products on our website, which your listeners are very welcome to use.
That's really good of you. Thank you. I hope loads of people go and have a look. And I've looked at your personalised blending part on your website, and you get to see all the flower photos.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
Yeah, you get to see who you're dealing with.
Exactly, and you work very much in this very similar way to myself. I do really feel it's important to see the flower, and the flower divas like to be seen. They like to be acknowledged in the process.
There's communication at that very point. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. Yeah, brilliant. Well, I'm assuming that people can find out about your craniosacral self as well through your Wildflower site.
Yes, there's a link on the Wildflower site, which is if you click on About Me. Otherwise, it's craniosacraltherapist.co.uk. All one word, craniosacraltherapist.co.uk. .co.uk, or otherwise you can there's a link from my Wildflower site as well. Yeah,
brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Paul. It's been a real delight.
Oh, thank
you. I feel
you.
As if I've been for a whole walk in nature just talking to you. It's very connecting to listen to you and to hear your honesty and authenticity.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity of having this presentation and talk. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connections Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome back to the Nature Connections Show. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Paul Strode talking about his connection to the nature kingdom and the lovely essences that he co-creates with nature, the wildflower essences. And I do hope that you'll go and explore his website and maybe sample some of the energy that is available through his essences. Now, in the second half of Nature Connections Show, I always like to introduce you to some of the flowers and gem essences that can help us during specific times of our lives. Now, one of the essences that I find that is very, very useful during busy times of life, and certainly leading up to Christmas, whether or not we celebrate Christmas actively, or not, it's This time of year is an interesting one, as I alluded to before, because nature has really, really slowed down and has gone almost into total rest. Yet our life continues, and as we are now lucky enough to have the warmth of heating in our homes and we have electricity, so we can actually keep going pretty much 24/7, whereas our nervous systems and our energy systems are actually created to live much more in alignment with nature. So as the sun sets and we go into darkness, it would be much more aligned for the energy system to allow the energy to be quiet, to go into more restful activities at this time, to not be surrounded with bright lights, and just to allow the self to become quieter and more peaceful and in more resonance with the outside world. And one of the essences that can be extremely useful at this time of year, and particularly in people who tend to burn the candle at both ends, no matter what time of year it is the oak essence. Now, this is one of the original batch essences and can be found, is widely available, and you can find it in many chemists in the UK, and certainly if you can't find it locally, you'd be able to find it on the internet. Most probably in the country where you live. So it's the batch essences and it's oak. Now, oak is a great teacher of allowing oneself to rest more. So at this time of year, even though we are very busy with outside activities, in order to align ourselves more closely with the earth, it's very, very useful just to have a reminder energetically to keep the body slow, to keep the breath slow, and just to take some more time out for ourselves. So oak people find it very difficult to take time out for themselves and may keep going 24/7. They tend not to take rests for themselves, maybe don't look after themselves as much as they should. They're often, very, very often, have people to take care of, enjoy taking care of people. They're often in the healing profession or on mothers or have responsibilities, and they actually do enjoy taking care of others, but in that they often forget to take care of themselves. So if you hear yourself being described, oak essence may be a lovely one just to slow you down a little, so you can still enjoy everything that's going on around you, but you will allow yourself to be supported by the energies of the winter time. Or if you're listening to this outside of winter time, you allow yourself to be supported by earth, by nature, and not be the lone ranger that does everything by his or herself. So that's the oak essence, which is a wonderful, wonderful wintertime essence to rejuvenate your system and to allow you to enjoy rest and time out for yourself. Another essence that is truly useful at this time of year, or indeed at any time of year when you need more light in your life, is snowdrop essence. Now, snowdrops are one of the first flowers to bloom again in very early spring, so they are literally bringers of light. So in times when there is little physical light outside due to the time of year, and there are very few flowers for that reason, snowdrop appears, shoots out of the earth. We see the green shoots coming up very, very early on, in just after Christmas, very often in January, end of January, you see the green shoots coming up, and then these lovely white flowers appear at the top of the green shoots to really bring some light into the darker months. So snowdrop is a lovely essence to take if you feel that you need to bring more light into your life. Snowdrop, through taking it myself personally, and it's also one of the flowers in my moon fluorescences range, so it's a flower and an energy that I know quite well. shared with me that it's a lovely, lovely essence to take when we need to actually rewrite the future. So if you're going through a time in your life when you really and truly want to say goodbye to the past, and you want to very gently, but in a very profound soul way, allow the future to be of a different frequency, of a different light, then why not take some snowdrop essence or commune with the energy of snowdrop so that you are able to assimilate this new light into your system and to allow yourself to really truly believe in yourself that your future can be different, that the new frequency can be held through into the new year, and you can rewrite a different kind of life for yourself. So it's a lovely essence to take at this time of coming up to winter solstice, when we very much pause and look back and what the year has been for us. And it's the time, isn't it, when we start to think of the new year and what our new year intentions might be, what goals we might have, what can we do differently. We look back and we really reflect upon what's worked, what hasn't worked, and then from that still place inside we can make new decisions, and therefore our intentions and actions can be new and refreshed for the new year. So snowdrop will help you do all of that. It will bring light back into your system, will bring calm and peace back into your system, will help you feel more rested, and will also to allow you to really rewrite any parts of your life that need re-expressing. So that is snowdrop essence. And another flower essence that is calling to be spoken about right now is borage essence. Now, borage is very well known in the herbal system as being a rejuvenator and can work very well for anybody who has a tired adrenal system. So in exactly the same way in flower essences, we don't look at the physical. We always recommend that if you have any physical concerns that you go and visit your natural health practitioner or doctor. But we can use our own sense of reflection. So if there, for example, is tiredness in the physical body, then we can always reflect that outwards and ask ourselves, where is there tiredness in the emotional state, in the mental state? So which parts of your life are causing you tiredness? Now, for many people at this time of year, is a time of feeling disheartened and discouraged, maybe because actually a lack of physical light, or maybe actually it's a time of year that's not enjoyed. It is a very challenging time for many, many people. So if there's a sense of tiredness and actually a sense of a heavy-heartedness, an emotional feeling of a heavy heart, and an inability to actually rise above this heaviness, then borage flower essence may well be perfect for you. A borage is a beautiful steel blue colour. It's a very, very beautiful blue. And if you see a borage flower in nature, you will always be struck by its colour and want to actually look at the flower. You'll notice it. It's not that often we see blue flowers in nature. Now, they are flowers that grow quite easily in our gardens here in the Northern Hemisphere. You'll also find them in the wild quite easily. So if borage grows near you, often a sign that we actually need a flower essence is if we find it growing in our gardens or in a vicinity. So if you know the borage flower, I do actually remember quite a few years ago, and this only happened once, a most beautiful borage flower landed in our garden and grew there for the summer. And I can remember really admiring her beauty. And then I've never ever seen the flowers growing here since. So I'm sure that in some way her energy was needed by us at that time. So if borage calls and you feel a need to be uplifted and a sense of lightness in your system, then you might wish to think about borage flower essence. The one that I use in my own practice is made by Flower Essence Services. That's FES Essences. So there's three flower essences that could be very useful for you at this time of year. So a quick recap. If you are somebody who burns candles at both ends and wishes to take better care of themselves during this very busy season, then oak essence could be a great friend for you. It could be a great way to allow you to bring in, to allow in more support into your life. If you're somebody who would like to bring more light into your life, who actually doesn't enjoy the darkness and actually would appreciate more bright light coming in, and also would like to shine some new light into the future and rewrite some of your future, then snowdrop could be a great friend for you. Also very peaceful, very calming, great to take if you're a little tired as well. And finally, I spoke about borage, this beautiful blue flower that brings an upliftment to the heart, a buoyancy to the heart, and again is perfect for taking at this dark time of year when we need some courage and some resilience to actually be patient, to stay in this restful place just for another few weeks until we see the light returning. So I'd really like to encourage you over the next few weeks to make a commitment to take care of yourself. If you're somebody who has a very busy time coming up in the next few weeks, then maybe there is a small way that you can actually allow yourself to remember to stay connected to the restfulness of the earth right now while you are going about your normal, in inverted commas, daily life of getting on and looking after your family and maybe taking care of a lot of people over this particular holiday season. So here's a couple of ways that you could do that. If you have one of the flower essences that I've mentioned today, that would be great just to put a drop in your drinking water and sip it throughout the day. You may well have other flower essences that call to you, ones that slow you down, keep the soul feeling buoyant if you get tired, or if you're feeling sad or lonely at this time of year. There are certainly flower essences that can help you connect with your own sense of self so that the actual loneliness does not affect you so much. If you're able to contact a flower essence practitioner near you, or maybe to look up online some flower essences that can help, or you may have a natural health practitioner that can help you with other modalities. I really encourage you to take care of yourself. So flower essences could be one way that you could make a commitment to looking after yourself over the next few weeks. Sometimes the smallest commitments are actually the ones that are the most profound, the ones that we don't shout out from the rooftops, but that we actually keep secretly within our hearts, are the ones that we can actually connect to more easily. Another way, if you don't have access to flower essences, would be just to sit with and find a colour that resonates with your spirit at this time of year. So this could actually be like a red, which brings energy. If you're feeling in need of energy, it could be a very refreshing colour like turquoise that maybe breaks out some of the stagnancy of this time of year. It could be a colour like green, which connects you to the outdoors when we spend an awful lot of time indoors at this time of year. It could be yellows or golds that remind you of the light and the sunshine. Or if you're feeling very stressed and you're very busy and you've got a lot of hectic activities going on, it could be a more blue or purple or lavender colour that are very restful colour. So maybe you have a favourite top or a scarf or a piece of jewellery that you could really just sit with and connect with. And over the next few weeks, as you go about either a very busy Christmas, or you may be somebody a little bit more like myself who celebrates the solstice rather than Christmas and actually enjoys a rather quiet time, it's a lovely way to stay connected to the earth in whichever way we choose to celebrate the current time on this on Mother Earth right now. So I hope you've enjoyed today's Nature Connections show. I hope it's helped you connect back to yourself a little bit more easily. And I look forward to seeing you again next week with some more nature inspiration. Many blessings to you.